Well, you're listening to Quad.Rocks, God, the World, and Other Things. I'm Kenny Price, your host. Our mission, you got it, advancing equilibrium in the midst of an agitated world. Hey, before we get started, I want to remind you, if you aren't presently subscribed to this podcast, I invite you to do that, to go to your browser there and click on subscribe. Also, if you could give a review, that would help us let other people know about what we're doing. And also, my friend, if you would, just take the time to tell someone about this podcast. Obviously, it's making some connection with you, or you wouldn't be listening to this today. So I want to thank you so much. I tell you, my friend, this is episode 402, but we're just getting started. There is so much to learn, and God is speaking to my heart on a regular basis, and I'm excited to share these things with you. Keep in mind, as I share these things with you, these are the things that are coming out of the overflow of my time spent alone with God as He speaks to me about me. So it's a personal thing, and that's why I'm excited about it, to share this with you. Again, this is season 19, episode 402, title, Watch Your Step. Subtitle, Navigating Life's Treacherous Path, A Call to Vigilance and Caution. Psalm 39, verse 1 says, I will guard my ways. Another way to say that is I will be mindful of my actions. Dear fellow traveler, you need to be mindful of all your actions. Do not deceive yourself into thinking, I can wander here and there without sinning, for you are never so safe from sin as to presume you are secure. The path is treacherous, making it difficult to walk without staining your garments. This world is filled with pitfalls. You must remain vigilant to keep your hands clean while navigating it. Temptations lurk at every corner, ready to rob you of your treasures. Dangers hide within every blessing. Traps await in every joy. If you ever find yourself in heaven, it will be solely by the miraculous grace of God. My friend, be cautious. Just as a person handling a container of gasoline should avoid open flames, you must avoid temptation. Even your mundane actions can be dangerous. Handle them with care. There is nothing in this world that nurtures a Christian's devotion. My friend, think about it. This is a truth statement. There is nothing in this world that nurtures a Christian's devotion. Everything seeks to destroy it. How earnestly you should seek God's guidance to preserve you. Your prayer should be, sustain me, and I will be secure. After praying, remain vigilant. Guard your thoughts, words, and deeds with holy caution. Avoid unnecessary exposure, but if duty calls you into danger, do not go without your shield. If the devil catches you unguarded, he will rejoice and aim his arrows to wound you. Though you may not be slain, you can still be injured. Be sober-minded and watchful, for danger may strike when you least expect it. Therefore, be mindful of your actions and stay devoted to prayer. No one has ever fallen into error by being too watchful. My friend, may the Holy Spirit lead us in all our ways so that they may always please the Lord. And with that, my friend, I bid you peace.